Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Professor Terry Benjamin, my awesome co-host, how are you today?
Good morning, I'm fine. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Awesome, awesome. You know, this topic you have today, this is hot, 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 so can't wait to hear what you have to say about this. Another powerful, powerful book in this collection of powerful, life-changing books to help people empower themselves and to motivate themselves to have a better life. What could be better?
Oh, man. There's nothing better. And the thing that's so great about it is really all within our own hands. We can take control of this. We can make this what we want it to be. And that's the beauty of it, you know?
That's right, taking control, so important today, especially with everything that's happening right now in the economy. So many people appearing as though they've lost all hope and they've lost control. This is a right now topic, right now time to be out here talking about this. And we just, you know, pray that more and more people are able to tune in and get this message. So we welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast today as Terry talks about this awesome topic. And I tell you, I said, wow, that's a mouthful. But you know what? Put every drop of it on Facebook, because I said, you know what? This is some powerful, powerful stuff, talking about how, you know, people really, who's afraid of the economy? Okay, who's afraid? So many people are fearful, losing hope. People are murdering themselves. They're taking their families out, just totally giving up hope. But here you come with this awesome book, and you're going to tell us who it was written by, I believe, Dr. Bill Moore.
The
authors. I'm going to let you get started. Again, welcome if you are on the phone lines. Thank you if you're in the chat room. If you have a comment later, you know, just raise your, you have to dial in 347-945-7991 to be heard right here on All About Entrepreneurs. But now I'm going to absolutely turn it over to Professor Terry Benjamin, you know, every Tuesday right here on All About Entrepreneurs. We have our co-host, Professor Terry Benjamin, who always brings us another exciting, very deep topic that's also a book, so you can live with this for, you know, on and on beyond this broadcast. You can listen to the archives, go get the book from the library, the bookstore, download it on your Nook or your other, you know, e-book reader, where they have it. And Terry, take it away.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Again, I want to thank you for this forum. I mean, it's important for me, but I think it's also important for our readers. And with this book that I'm going to talk about today is called Fearonomics. Fearonomics. You know, we know about economics, but fearonomics is really what's really hurting so many people today. I mean, they're afraid. They're afraid for their future. They're afraid for their family's future. And some people are taking very drastic means. I mean, they're doing things that they wouldn't do if they were in the right mind. But fear is so many ways that paralyze you, but also sometimes fear pushes you to do things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. You know, it's a thing where, you know, we don't realize that. And breakthrough for me and with this book and also this particular topic, that I didn't realize how much the Bible is really a book for entrepreneurs. I never really thought about that until I started reading the Bible more and getting into it deeper. And I think what it is about the Bible, of all the books I've ever read, is that the more I read it, the more I get out of it. There are certain things that I've read in the Bible, and I've read it many, many times, and it never really resonated with me. But then I meet a person like Dr. Bill Moore, who is a pastor. As a matter of fact, when I met him, he was up here from Texas, where he resides. And you know, I got a chance to speak to him and also to get his book, which I'm going to share with you today. And I just want to just give you a little background on Dr. Bill Moore. It says here, and this is from the book, that Dr. Bill Moore has been in pastoral and evangelistic ministry since 1981. In 1985, he married his wife, Ann, and together they joined forces in the ministry after planning several churches and its extensive ministry work. They currently pastor Living Way Family Church, a growing multi-campus church and Christian school. Bill and Ann have three children, Ryan, Marcus, and Christopher, and daughter-in-law, Jackie. Bill has also authored Show Us the Father and Discover Your Ministry Assignment. Bill and Ann are now conducting crusades all over the world. The emphasis is equipping leaders and pastors to steward the end-time harvest. And the thing I love about Bill, and I got a chance to meet him and also his wife, Ann, and just the aura around them, aura of purpose, the aura of increase. And I think, again, when we talk to people like Dr. Bill Moore and we look at our Bible a little closer, we realize that everything that we need as an entrepreneur is right there in Matthew 25. Everybody talks about the talents and the servants that were given the talents. And the one slave that did not multiply his talent, he just took the talent and he hid the talent and gave it back to the master. Now I realize the master wanted him to take his talents and multiply. And so I want to say that this related to today's entrepreneurs, because I find that today's entrepreneurs are social entrepreneurs. What I mean is that they are doing business that brings benefits to many. They are sharing the things, their ideas, and their concepts that will make this world a better place. And more importantly, they are guided by Christian principles, whether they realize it or not. And that's why this book, Fearnomics, is so important. It's subtitled, Stimulus of Hope for Today's Economic Times. And this is really important because, again, we need what we need for today. I mean, there are so many things that we have in this world that people are just not really getting. And they have to get this. They have to get the fact that, you know, that God wants us to have the heart of an entrepreneur. And Dr. Bill Moore states this so well in page 202, where he says, and I quote, he says that God also expects us to have the heart of an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is one who invests. An entrepreneur doesn't play safe. When an entrepreneur can't see the master or necessarily even hear his voice, he still knows what pleases his heart. The entrepreneur is faithful in the master's absence, as if the master were there with him. Christ promised he will return again. He left us some incredible assets on earth and in our lives. Ecclesiastes 5:9 says, the profit of the earth is for all. God is no respecter of persons. The profit of the earth is for all. But he wants us to have an entrepreneurial spirit to reap the blessings. The term entrepreneur is a French military word that was once used to describe a particular type of commander who undertook risky ventures for strategic aims. That's the heart of the servant, to multiply risky ventures for strategic gains. Today, the term refers to business people who are action-oriented. They are not just thinkers, they are doers. Entrepreneurs make a risky decision and act upon it. They have a passion for profit. And what he says here is that, again, it is about action. And there's so many people, Lisa, who have great business ideas, but they never move forward. It's always in the I'm developing this stage. I'm getting ready to do this. I'm getting ready. And I like what you said so much in your book. You have to release your power. It's not enough to have the power. We have the power, but we have to release it. And I like what Bill Moore says in his book on page 219. He talks about having a dream and having a vision. You know, it's good to have dreams, and dreams are really important, but I think the vision comes out of really something very, very deliberately. Sometimes I have my best dreams when I'm awake, when I'm lying in bed or I'm in my office or I'm doing my walking, and I'm just envisioning, dreaming about the way I want my life to be, and I can see that. But the thing is, it has to be an action type thing. And there are three things that I sort of want to bring out in the book. There's so many things in the book, but there's three points that I really want to bring out and have us discuss today. And those who are listening, please, if you have any thought about this, really call in and really share your thoughts with us. And it says here on page 219, it says, we are talking about a dream, a hope, and a vision. There are three qualities that a dream from God has. Now, sometimes we can have worldly dreams, we can have selfish dreams, but there are dreams from God. There are things that God puts in our spirit to take us to the next level of our development. This whole thing about Sexy at 60, I've developed a film, I developed a book, I have this program with you every Tuesday, and now I have an idea for a soundtrack. And I'm calling the CD, and this is just in my mind, but it's going to be reality very, very soon. The CD is called Sexy at 60, Music for Meditation and Line Dancing. And the beautiful thing about this is the fact that it's meditating. I'm going old school right now. Back in the day, at least in the 90s, they had the LPs, not the CDs, but the LPs. We called them albums. They were vinyl. And then on some of the artists that we really liked, they had one side was the slow side, the slow jams, and the other side was the fast side with the dancing tunes. And so on my CD, Sexy at 60, Music for Meditation and Line Dancing for Senior Citizens, on one side is slow meditative music, and on the other side there are dances, dance music for line dancing. And again, you know, the thing with entrepreneurs is that we take one idea and we multiply that into different types of aspects of our idea, you know. Like you have McDonald's, you have Burger King, but they have different items coming out of that particular situation. But the thing is that I want to concentrate is dreams from God. And Dr. Bill Moore says it so great. He says here, there are three qualities that dreams from God has. Number one, it's the first quality. When it is a God dream, you can't shake it. Number one, when it is a God dream, you can't shake it. He says, and not because of the pizza or the Mexican food you ate last night. You can't shake a God dream. It's with you when you wake up. It's with you when you go to bed and all hours in between. The dream is in you. It's on you and it defines you. It is who you are. When I tell you I was sexy at 60, I've been talking about this for like the past 5 years, and I tell you, I feel sexy every day because I always say this, my affirmation, sexy at 60, but sexy at 60 and beyond is a dream that I just can't shake. And again, it says here, number one, when it is a God dream, you can't shake it. Number two, and I think this is even more important, number two, you become the vision you meditate on. You take on the characteristics of your vision. It defines you. When you say movies, you think Steven Spielberg. When you say basketball, you think Michael Jordan. Similarly, when you think about your dream, you become the first thing that comes into your mind. You become your vision. The vision takes a life of its own. Whatever you keep before you constantly, you will eventually become. What you think about, you bring about. I love what Gandhi says, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. Bill Moore says that you become the vision you meditate on. Again, if you really want to help people, if you really have the heart of an entrepreneur, you will manifest that in so many ways that seem unconscious. I mean, a lot of times I'm walking down the halls at Union County College and Essex County College, and people smile at me and, you know, want to meet me. And a lot of times it's just because the charisma, that I exude, but I know it's because I have a God thought, a God theme, a God vision. So number two, you become the vision you meditate on. And number three, it defines you, okay? This God-centered dream and vision, it says, number three, it defines you. It has been said that if you can hold on to a dream for 5 years, it will happen. But you have to be willing to hold on to it for that time frame. God is looking for people who can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only what we can do by ourselves. And it's been said so many times that if you have a dream, if you have a vision, and you can do it by yourself, that dream is not big enough, okay? We need to have dreams that are so vast that we need an army. This whole thing with the Sexy at 60, the book and the film and the CD, I can't do it alone because, first of all, I don't write music. I don't sing. I would love to, but I don't. That's not my gift. That's not my talent. So I have brought together many people, and some people I haven't even met yet. That's the beautiful thing about it. But I know that this is something that's going to help so many people because, again, we have to realize that we are living longer, and that's a good thing, but I want us not only to live longer, but to live better. It doesn't start when we're 59, you know. It doesn't start at 60 because, I said, again, it's sexy at 60 and beyond. And when I say sexy, I'm not just talking about physical appearance. I'm talking about passion. I'm talking about excellence. I'm talking about attitude. I'm talking about creativity. And I'm talking about expectation, okay, looking forward to what's going to happen. You know, I like to tell a story about Willie Jolly. He was on a plane coming from a speaking engagement, and he was sitting next to a man, who was an elderly man, and they started talking. And Willie was a little depressed because he had this great job in the speaking engagement, but when he looked at his check, he realized that the check was already taken. I mean, he had so many bills that he had to catch up on that sometimes he got paid, but, you know, the check went right, was already earmarked for the things. So he felt a little down. He talked to this man, and the man asked him. The man was, like, seemed to be an elderly man, but he was in good shape. He was his skin was bright. He looked fit. He looked wealthy. He looked prosperous. And then the man asked him, said, you know, how old do you think I am? And Willie said, I guess about maybe 60, maybe 65 at the most. And the man said, no, I'm 86 years old. Wow. And the thing that really got to Willie Jolly, he said, you know what? The man said to him and looked him in the eye, he said, you know what? I'm 86 years old, but guess what? The best is yet to come. Mm. Now, somebody said 86. I mean, come on, you know? And so, again, I just want to recap right quick and have our discussion. But, again, you know, again, if God gave it to you, guess what? He'll give you the means to accomplish it. And so, again, three qualities that a dream from God has. Number one, when it is a God dream, you can't shake it. Number two, you become the vision you meditate on. And number three, it defines you. And this is from a great book. I mean, there's so much in this book. And this book is called Fearonomics, Stimulus of Hope with Tough Economic Times. Dr. Bill Moore. You know, again, a great book, you know, a great guy. And like I said, you know, when I bring these books to you, these books are really personal to me because I'm not just bringing you the book, but I'm bringing you the spirit of the person. Like I said, I met Dr. Bill Moore and his wife a couple of Sundays ago. And, you know, it's a white couple, and I only mention that because a lot of times we get caught up in race and whatnot. But it's not even about that. I don't see color anymore. I mean, I see a person's heart. I see a person's intentions. And basically, you know, I'm for somebody who is for me, you know? And I talked to Bill Moore with his Texas accent, and it made me laugh, you know? We talked, and he gave me an autograph, and also he wrote a little scripture in my book and whatnot. And again, you know, again, entrepreneurs, you know, he came to speak at the church. You know, he spoke for two services, and then after service, he had books to sell. He had CDs to sell. He had DVDs to sell. But again, it's all about multiplication, taking your talents and multiply them in the service of your God-given dream.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing Fearonomics with us by Bill Moore. And wonderful, wonderful Dr. Bill Moore. God bless him. You know, God bless you for selecting.
Thank you.
Using this book to bring to us at this time, and very, very important, especially since we loom just days from all of these proposed budget cuts, where people are way beyond fearonomics.
Yes, they are. They are.
Fearonomics.
and it's so sad, but you know what? But I tell you, Lisa, I think we're going to realize that, you know, being an entrepreneur is not an option, okay? That's your only out. I mean, you have to develop something to bring to the marketplace. I mean, it's no longer, well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. You really have no choice.
No, you're right. And you've been doing it all your life. You just didn't call it that, just like with branding. Branding is something you go do. Branding is what you do every day. It's everything you are is your brand, whether you knew it or not. So what you've been bringing to the table every day, whether it's on your job or is at your company,
mm-hmm.
you see, it has the potential to either take you further or it has the potential to put you at a limit.
Well, see, that's the thing, because we can be entrepreneurs, but then there's a term called entrepreneurs, which means that an entrepreneur is someone who works inside another person's business. Like, for example, you and I work at different colleges, you know, and I call us not only entrepreneurs but entrepreneurs because we're bringing things into the college that they wouldn't already have. One woman gave me the biggest compliment because I was doing some outreach work for Essex County College, and she said to me, she said, you are like an ambassador for the college. Now, I didn't think about that because they just weren't paying me ambassador-type money for what I was doing. But when I was doing the outreach at the Jewish school, when I was doing the outreach at the university and other things, it really, I mean, this is for my own personal development, but it was also something that reflected on in college, you know. And, again, I was happy to do that because, you know what, I feel that part of my mission and part of my goal, because I really have to show people that being an entrepreneur is not an option. We have to do that because, you know, I'm doing some research on Social Security, and, you know, I found out that the most people get is $15,000. Now, if I just live off the $15,000, I would be below the poverty level, $15,000 a year. And it is so sad, and I know a lot of my friends and colleagues are at a position where they're in their 60s, and because they didn't do things to put money aside for the retirement, they are in a panic because they realize that their powers, because a lot of times they have maybe illnesses or whatnot, their powers physically have been diminished. And so now I think at 60 and beyond, it's not so much at working harder but working smarter, but you have to have some soil to build upon it. If you haven't built upon that soil, you can't reap those benefits. And now they're finding themselves in a situation where it's panic mode. And I always tell them that, you know, like Colonel Sanders, he developed Kentucky Fried Chicken when he got into his senior years. As a matter of fact, he realized that he could not live on Social Security, so he went on and he developed the Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise. I'm not saying we all should start, you know, making chicken, but we got to do something to keep ourselves vital because, I mean, I'm not so concerned about living longer. I want to live better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. So this is a great, you know, great discussion to be having, especially with all of the different, you know, looming budget cuts,
yes.
With companies cutting back and being more lean and more efficient. They're not going to stop wanting to be. Before, companies were worried about being more effective. They weren't caught up in the efficiency part. But now they've been on the efficiency track for the 20, at least 25 years, if not longer. Their GE, Jack Welch, helped them get on that track, and they've been on it ever since. And all companies want to be efficient. And to be efficient, you have to be able to cut your costs or do it at the best cost savings. And companies just can't afford to not have those types of projects and programs running that are also effective but also efficient. So a lot of people will be let go if they can't come up with how to make their job also more efficient. So, yes, that right there is going to force them to act in that what you're calling the intrapreneur, which, yeah, we know that word came on the scene about, 15, 20. I know when I start noticing it in the business books.
Yeah.
Before it wasn't there, and then all of a sudden it was there. But that's how it works in the business world.
And it's so funny because I think what happens, I know when I was working full-time at Union County College, one of my things was to, I always said I like to, develop my environment. And I would, suggest different speakers to come into the college and this type of thing. And that was really appreciated. But the thing, it made me more valuable as an employee because I wasn't just doing my job, but I was doing things around the college to make it better for everybody. And the thing is, a lot of people have this, what I call the lazy mentality. They think, well, I'm just working for a paycheck, so I'm just going to go in, I'm going to do my job, and I'm out of there. Not realizing because, when I was doing the 9-to-5, I spent so much time at the college that I wanted to make sure that it was a good environment for me as well as others. And so what I try to do is make that work for me. And the same thing young people, I said, make it your business to make your environment the best that you can because you're going to be there for a little while.
And the entrepreneur is the person who treats the company like they own it.
Yes, beautiful.
So you don't waste paper, you don't throw away paper clips, waste time, you don't waste productivity. You treat the company like it's yours, whether it's your department that you're running or your division or wherever you work, even if it's your cubicle. You treat it as if it's your own business, and that's a true entrepreneur. But a lot of people feel like, oh, this ain't my company. Oh, this is just a job. These people here don't.
They wonder why they're the first to be let go.
They say, well, these people don't even care about it. So in order to be an entrepreneur, you'd have to switch your mindset, which is a whole nother topic because at the end of the day, if you want to really be using your talents like what you're talking about, like what Dr. Bill Moore is talking about, it is going to take a shift in the thinking.
Yes.
In people's perception that God did leave us this great, wonderful earth. He did give us every means possible to get wealth and to help others and to make sure we have an abundant life. He did. He gave us every tool we need. But for some, it will take that shifting of the mind to think like that.
That's true. And again, like I said, I think God doesn't give us these dreams, these ideas, unless he gave us a way to make them a reality. And I think, again, sometimes we got to move in the direction of our dreams, because if we move in the direction of our dreams, we will attract the resources along the way for good into our journey.
Exactly, attracting the right people. So I know, it's one, definitely thank everybody for tuning in, but can you believe the time goes so very
too fast. Too fast, and I was just getting ready to preach.
No, you already preached.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I don't mean to preach, but I do mean to share, okay? I'll put it that way. I have so much to share because I'm learning so much and I'm growing so much, and I just want to share that.
Sure. Sharing, preaching is all the same. He said, go into all the world and, share. He could have said, share the gospel. He said, preach it. So you're sharing the good news, and that's it makes it so excited. So we only have about 20 seconds left, and we look forward to next Tuesday, definitely for another great book. Thank you for this book, Fearonomics, by Dr. Bill Moore. You can find him, I'm sure, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, all over.
All over. And on the internet, you can also connect with, you know, Professor Terry or myself on the internet. We would love to connect with you. We do have All About Entrepreneurs page. You can always just go to Facebook in the search box, type it in. It'll come up. You can type any of your comments or questions there as well. Terry, you can also, you know, type in the show topics there as well, too. All About Entrepreneurs, and there's also an event page as well. So under your event calendar, if you go through whatever day, every day I I update it day by day. So like tomorrow, we'll be back tomorrow for another exciting topic. Oh, it's all about the entrepreneur. I'm telling you, we're having a great, this is good. Well, thank you.
Okay, great. So look, you have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, yes, very soon. Have fun down there at wherever you're going to be at today, out and about. Stay warm, and until next time, entrepreneurs, for yourself.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.